Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thanks for joining me again today as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. The book of Psalms are filled with songs of thanks to God for his protection, and I've chosen one of those psalms, Psalm 18, to read today. Psalm 18, verses 1 through 24 and 46 through 50. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death encompassed me. The torrents of destruction assailed me. The cords of Sheol entangled me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. Then the earth reeled and rocked. The foundations also of the mountains trembled and quaked because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Glowing coals flamed forth from him. He bowed the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. He rode on a cherub and flew. He came swiftly on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, thick clouds dark with water. Out of the brightness before him, hailstones and coals of fire broke through his clouds. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. And he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He flashed forth lightnings and routed them. Then the channels of the sea were seen, and the foundations of the world were laid bare, at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He sent from on high, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He rescued me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a broad place. He rescued me, because he delighted in me. The Lord dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his rules were before me, and his statutes I did not put away from me. I was blameless before him, and I kept myself from guilt. So the Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight, and made my way blameless. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation, the God who gave me vengeance and subdued peoples under me, who delivered me from my enemies. Yes, you exalted me above those who rose against me. You rescued me from the man of violence. For this I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations and sing to your name. Great salvation he brings to his king, and shows steadfast love to his anointed, to David and his offspring forever. In reading the Psalms, we've seen how often David has been forced to battle a myriad of enemies, adversaries and warriors who want to take his life, and spiritual enemies who seek to destroy his faith. It's easy to feel sorry for David, but likewise, it is good to look at David and his life as an example of how to live as a Christian, a believer in the one true God, Jesus Christ. Not all of David's actions were godly, of course, since he was a sinner just like you and me, and is therefore not perfect. But David's many examples of how he clung to the hope and trust and love of God in all circumstances is something to be admired. This psalm begins, like many of David's, before a word of complaint or request passes his lips, begins with David professing and praising God's name, calling him Lord, and speaking words of trust in his Lord, recognizing that he, the Lord, is David's strength. So often we think that it is we who save and rescue ourselves from harm and danger, forgetting that really it's the grace and mercy of God our Father. David knew he was helpless to overcome the trials of his life, seeking instead, time and time again, the Lord's help. He called God his rock, in whom he took refuge. The dictionary meaning of the word refuge is this: protection or shelter as from danger or hardship, a place providing protection or shelter, a source of help, relief, or comfort in times of trouble. Well, in light of attacks by his many enemies, I'd say David was spot on in this description of our Lord as his rock and fortress in whom he takes refuge, a place, a cave or bay, a source, Christ our Lord, and a condition, safety and comfort. One morning many years ago at a cabin on a lake in the woods, our cousin Clark told his parents that he was taking the small boat out to go fishing. The sun was shining, the water calm, a perfect day to enjoy the beauty of God's creation. This teenager had been to this lake many times, knew his way around, and was quite capable of handling a fishing boat. However, several hours later, dark clouds began to gather. The wind came up and the weather very quickly changed from a bright, calm day to a dark, threatening afternoon. The lake which Clark was fishing on was a very large lake, 4 miles long and 2 miles wide. And anyone who has ever been boating or fishing on such a lake knows that when storms come up, they hit quite suddenly and can be very dangerous. Out in the middle of the lake, at the far end away from his cabin, Clark had been caught unaware by the storm and was now being tossed about in rocking waves, battling strong winds, driving rain, and surrounded by deadly lightning. He started the motor and began the difficult journey home. The storm, however, was so strong it pushed him off course, forcing him finally to maneuver the boat into a safe shore, protected by a stand of trees and a rocky point. By now, darkness had set in, though, and although the storm was beginning to dissipate, it was too dark to safely continue across the lake to home. This, of course, is before the convenience of mobile phones, and Clark was unable to let his parents know where he was. So he did the only thing he could, said his prayers, and spent the night in the boat, safely pulled up onto shore. In the meantime, his worried parents, who had been searching the near shores, finally had to go to bed, trusting that Clark knew enough about smart, safe boating to get off the water and seek refuge for the night. More than that, in their distress, trusting God in all things, they too sent fervent prayers asking for safety for Clark and comfort for themselves. At break of day the next morning, a very tired Clark made his way home, and when his sleep-deprived parents finally heard the hum of a fishing boat, they ran to greet him, thanking God for his great mercy and his rescue. Whether you, friend, are seeking a safe harbor for relief from a storm, refuge from the weariness of daily struggles, or a protective shield from spiritual attacks, our Lord can be called upon to save us from all our enemies. Our Lord lives with us now, and just as he was David's rock, the foundation of his faith, so too is God also that same foundation for each of us now, his gospel of salvation for all and to all nations. He is rightly and most certainly worthy to be praised now and always. We pray from the book Reading the Psalms with Luther. Dear God in heaven, praise, honor, and thanksgiving do we offer unto you, O Father of lights, from whom comes every good and every perfect gift, because you daily preserve us from many evils, guard us in many dangers, crown us with many blessings, enable our hearts to appreciate your goodness, and to rejoice before you, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.